Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
I don't know if you're like me, but if I'm not careful, my calendar can quickly fill up with meetings, things to get done, etc. My time can literally be consumed by my activities. You know as well as I do, if we're not careful, we can quickly find ourselves overwhelmed. And in no time, it's our relationship with God that's affected, our prayer life that suffers. Yet prayer is the foundation. Daniel, a prophet of God and an important leader during the reign of King Darius, always found time to pray, and three times a day at that. His professional responsibilities did not take priority over his relationship with God. He purposefully set aside these times, despite all opposition, even when the law made praying to God illegal. And that's from Daniel 6, verses 8 through 12. Daniel held fast in prayer, no matter the cost. For you, my friend, what place does prayer hold in your life? Is it always in first place, or does your calendar trump your time with the Lord? I encourage you this morning to once again choose the path of regular daily prayer. Don't deny yourself this communion with your God. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. If the Bible asks us to pray without ceasing, it's because it's possible. We'll talk about this again tomorrow. Let's pray together. Lord, I start now. Please forgive me for allowing my schedule to take priority over my prayer time with you. No matter the cost, I want to stand firm in prayer. Thank you for this beautiful communion with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.